Afghan President Hamid Karzai said today that the U.S. is not cooperating with an Afghan investigation into last Sunday's shooting and that Afghan eyewitnesses still insist that more than one U.S. soldier was involved. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Staff Sergeant accused in the killing of 16 Afghan civilians was flown out of Kuwait. An unnamed U.S. official says the Kuwaitis, quote, blew a gasket when they learned he was being held there. He's reportedly headed for Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. That same official told the New York Times that while there's a lot of speculation as to what happened in the massacre in Afghanistan, when it all comes out, it will be a combination of stress, alcohol, and domestic issues. The soldier just snapped. But the lawyer, hired by the soldier's family, says suggestions of any family problems are offensive. How is this all hitting back home in Washington State? Let's bring in Seattle Times reporter Hal Burton. Hal, people there really know this attorney.
John Henry Brown is a very well-known, high-profile criminal attorney in Seattle who's handled a whole lot of cases that are very well-known in our region. There was a serial killer named Bundy. More recently, the Barefoot Bandit, a young man who was involved in a series of high-profile burglaries and a self-taught pilot. John Henry Brown was his attorney, so he's very well-known, but not so much for his work in the military.
Well, and will he be working alongside military lawyers?
Yes, soldiers who are accused of crimes, they are appointed a military attorney. And, of course, the family or John Henry Brown could also bring on other civilian attorneys who specialize in the military justice system.
Well, so now John Henry Brown, who represented Ted Bundy, is representing the suspect in the shooting in Afghanistan. We still don't know his name, but we know so much about him that he'd injured his foot, that he has two small children, that his wife has been moved onto the base. It's a very big base. So what is the mood there? Are people keeping his identity a secret? Are they frantically trying to find out who it is, if it's someone they know? What's happening there?
I wanted to clarify that reporters are not able to sort of freely roam about the base. We go on typically with media escorts, and we cannot just sort of knock on barracks doors and ask people, what are you thinking? We do know that there have been some other incidents this week that have certainly been disturbing. There was a soldier who was stabbed to death in Olympia. There was a very high-profile case where a lieutenant colonel was charged with plotting to kill his wife and his commander and also threatening to blow up the Capitol and by local authorities off base. You know, you wake up in the morning and you're not quite sure which way it's going. You know, one day it's, oh my God, a lieutenant colonel, and the next day, John Henry Brown and his whole scene. So, but I do think that the narrative that is starting to emerge, and it's not maybe a legal one, but I think it will resonate with the American people some, is the fact that here's a soldier who deployed for three times, and according to his attorney, didn't want to go the fourth. I think there's some resonance there. You know, that said, this is a base of more than 30,000 soldiers. There's also airmen there, and many of the people are going about doing their jobs just as they always do and going to war and coming back without having these kinds of problems that we're seeing.
Of course, and we always rush to say that, but yet this is also the home base for the four soldiers who were court-martialed for the shooting spree that killed Afghan civilians in 2010. So as we've said in the past, this is a base that has been through a lot. You've written that in this current case of the current soldier charged, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has said the death penalty could be under consideration. You say that if the Army opts for the death penalty, that changes the rules, and you were looking back at the 2010 case. How so?
The defense attorneys are given more resources and more latitude in how the case progresses, and there's a whole different level of attention that is given to the case through the military system. The cases that do include a death penalty are fairly rare, even with the so-called kill team that involved the four soldiers who were convicted of roles in killing three civilians in 2010. Even in those court martials, the death penalty was taken off the table. So if it does go ahead with a death penalty possibility, it will be a very unusual action and very grave court martial.
It certainly would. Tough times there in Seattle. Seattle Times reporter Hal Burton, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.